service and welcome you to a new day on BBC Radio 4. It's 5:20 on Friday the 26th of April. Good morning from Broadcasting House in London, from me, Alan Smith, our studio manager, Nick Randall, and Thomas Schaffernacker at the Weather Centre. Thomas will have the shipping bulletin in a minute, then with news briefing at 5:30. After prayer for the day, we'll visit the small Scottish island of Lyng and its breed of cattle. That's in Farming Today at 6:15. But first, here's some advice from a familiar voice.
I'm Dr. Michael Moseley, and if you've done all the things I've suggested in just one thing, then, like me, you're in hospital trying to recover. In which case, why not listen to Dead Ringers? It might pass the time, even give your brain a boost, and might even help drown out the screams of my other listeners around you. The new series of Dead Ringers. Friday night, 6:30 comedy. On Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
And now to the BBC Weather Centre and the very real Thomas Schaffernacker.
Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 05:05 on Friday the 26th of April 2024. There are warnings of gales in Seoul and Fastnet. The general synopsis at midnight: low Humber 998 losing its identity by midnight tonight. New low expected Seoul 998 by same time. Low 100 miles west of Seoul 1001 expected Biscay 998 by that time. Low Norwegian Basin 1003 expected Faroes 1006 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours: Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, variable 3 or less at first in Viking and in North Utsira throughout, otherwise easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. 40s, cyclonic 2 to 4, occasionally southeasterly 5 at first in far northeast, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger, northeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, easterly or southeasterly, backing northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in northeast, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Jermyn Bight, Humber, Thames, cyclonic 3 to 5, rain at first in Tyne, otherwise showers, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally easterly or northeasterly 6 until later in North White and North Portland. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later in South, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, northwest, becoming cyclonic for a time 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet, cyclonic 5 to 7, but mainly easterly or northeasterly in Lundy, occasionally gale 8 in west Fastnet and east Seoul, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in south, showers, good. Shannon, Rockall, north or northwest 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, north or northeast 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, variable 2 to 4, occasionally southeasterly 5 in far northeast, showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, northerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less later in east, showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, northerly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later, but variable 3 or less in far west until later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. And on to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, northeast 3, more than 38 miles, 1006, rising slowly. Stornoway, north by west 3, recent rain, 14 miles, 1007, steady. Lerwick, north-northeast 1, recent rain, more than 38 miles, 1005, steady. Lucas, northwest by north 2, 27 miles, 1005, steady. Bridlington, north by east 3, 1002, steady. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north by east 3, more than 27 miles, 1001. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 5 miles, 1001. Jersey, southwest 3, slight rain, 9 miles, 1002, falling slowly. Scilly Automatic, north by east 3, rain, 4 miles, 1000, falling slowly. Valentia, northeast 2, 24 miles, 1002, rising more slowly. Ronald's Way, north northeast 3, 1004, rising slowly. Malinhead, north by east 4, 27 miles, 1005, falling slowly. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, an area of low pressure to the south and east of the United Kingdom. During the next couple of days will bring showers to the north with generally light winds. Across the south, winds will be stronger with longer spells of rain or heavy showers at times. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, variable 2 to 4, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, variable 2 to 4, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, northeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, easterly or northeasterly, 2 to 4, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, variable, becoming easterly or northeasterly later, 2 to 4, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5 for a time, occasionally 6 in south, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5 for a time, occasionally 6 in south, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south, becoming variable 3 or less later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, variable 3 or less in south, easterly or northeasterly, 4 to 6 in the north, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, east or northeast, veering southeast for a time later, 2 to 4, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, backing north or northeast, veering east later, 3 or 4, fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, variable 2 to 4, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, variable 2 to 4, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, north or northeast, becoming variable later 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in north. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, north or northeast, becoming variable later 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shetland Isles, north or northeast, 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less for a time, becoming south or southeast 2 to 4, showers, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in just a few minutes. Alan, it's over to you.
Thank you, Thomas. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Friday, the 26th of April. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Alan Smith. A personalised vaccine for melanoma skin cancer, described as a potential game changer, is being tested on British patients. Scotland's First Minister Hamza Yousaf is fighting for his future, with his fate possibly decided by a former leadership rival. In business, the general manager of Manchester's Co-op Live Arena has quit after the opening was delayed. And in sport, Manchester City have closed the gap on the Premier League leaders, Arsenal. British patients have begun taking part in a trial aimed at developing a personalised vaccine to stop melanoma skin cancer from returning. The experimental treatment uses the same mRNA technology as some COVID jabs. Results from an earlier stage of the trial suggested using it in combination with another drug reduced the risk of recurrence or death by 49% over 3 years. Dr. Ian Foulkes from Cancer Research UK says if the trials are successful, this could be a potential game changer for patients.
It's a very specific treatment, highly personalised to each individual's tumour, and it's a really exciting way of hopefully turning the patient's own immune system against their cancer. And it looks like it could be a really effective therapeutic approach. This trial will really prove that's the case or not.
Ash Regan, the member of the Scottish Parliament who could determine the future of Hamza Yousaf, has said she hasn't decided whether she'll back him in a no-confidence vote yet. Yesterday, Scotland's First Minister ended the SNP's power-sharing agreement with the Scottish Greens. This prompted the Scottish Conservatives to call for a vote at Holyrood on his leadership. The breakdown of MSPs means Ms Regan, one of Mr Yousaf's unsuccessful SNP leadership rivals who then defected to the Alba Party, could potentially decide his fate. She told The World Tonight here on Radio 4 she wants assurances from him on certain issues.
I have written to the First Minister today with a number of issues that I've raised with him on progress made towards independence, on how he will defend the rights of women and children, and a return to competent governance. If he can set those issues out for me, my vote will depend on really what Hamza comes back with in response to my letter.
The US military has started building a floating pier off the coast of Gaza that will be used to boost deliveries of humanitarian aid. The pier, which is expected to be in operation next month, will be used to transfer supplies from ships. An ally of the Home Office Minister, Chris Philp, has insisted he was asking a rhetorical question when he checked on the BBC's Question Time last night that Rwanda and Congo were different countries. He was speaking to an audience member who'd asked whether the government would send asylum seekers from the Democratic Republic of Congo to Rwanda in spite of the tension between the neighbouring countries. The Shadow Immigration Minister, Stephen Kinnock, said the government was spending more than £500 million to a country they couldn't pick out on a map.